Hey, we just heard from Roy Hargrove and his CD Habana. That was the Kenny Dorham tune, Una Mas. My name is Giz, and you've been listening to All Jazz with Giz here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Coming up in a few minutes at 1 p.m. is Ken Homan returning from vacation for the Freedom Jazz Dance. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Good day and welcome to Freedom Jazz Dance on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. The time is 1 p.m. on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, July 4th weekend. We are celebrating the red, white, and blue note here on Freedom Jazz Dance, as well as freedom of playing jazz any way you like it. I'm your host, Ken Homan, and on today's journey from modern jazz, from bebop to freebop and beyond, we're going to hear from Sonny Chris, Charlie Hayden, Dave Douglas, Oscar Peterson, Art Pepper, and more, as well as records from Aunt Ruth. And you can call in for your trash or treasure vote, as well as my two-of-a-kind segment where we line up two different versions of the same composition. So stick with me for the whole 2 hours today. It's going to be a great show, and I'm touching a lot of bases here, leaving no genre untouched in jazz today. So I'm real excited after being on vacation. Thanks to Giz for filling in for me, as well as Michael. I hope you guys dug their groove while I was gone. But in the meantime, we're going to start out right now with one of my favorite tenor saxophonists, Harold Land. This was from a 1960 recording entitled Eastward Ho. Harold Land, one of my favorites in the sense that he was always a primary hard bop player, played with a lot of different outfits, but most notable was the Clifford Brown Max Roach outfit back in the 50s until, of course, the untimely demise of Clifford Brown. But he was always reliable and always was doing inventive things in the pocket, and well into the 80s, I believe. So I love Harold Land. I want to share it with you right now. The name of this track is So In Love, the Cole Porter tune from a 1960 release entitled Eastward Ho. And definitely listen for the bass work of Clarence Jones on this. Real intricate stuff. So here we go. 2 hours of Freedom Jazz Dance. Enjoy. Thank you.
Matthew Ship on the piano. Mr. William Parker on the bass. William Parker on the bass. Susie Barra on the drums. And this selection is Mika Rose Blues from Go See the World album, my new album on Columbia. Thank you very much.
You just heard Mercuro's Blues by the David S. Ware Quartet, recorded live in Switzerland in 1998. You can find that on a triple CD set that just came out, the David S. Ware Quartets, and it's entitled Live in the World, and it has a illustration of the Ganesh god elephant with its trunk as a saxophone. Pretty out there. But anyways, the David S. Ware Quartets, an always adventurous performer, and three CDs worth of his work over the last 8 or 9 years, so it's definitely worth purchasing, and you can find that on the Thirsty Ear label. You're listening to Freedom Jazz Dance, and I'm your host, Ken Homan, here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This edition of Freedom Jazz Dance is brought to you in part by the Richmond Jazz Society. The Richmond Jazz Society is a nonprofit organization created to educate the public on the historical development and significance of jazz music, with a special emphasis on young musicians and young audiences. The Richmond Jazz Society continues to be a resource for jazz lovers through programs, events, and jazz workshops. Jazz concerts, artist links, and more are available at vajazz.org. The Richmond Jazz Society, Virginia, loves jazz. And the Richmond Jazz Society would also like to announce that they have their guest educator series coming up on July 12th, Tuesday, July 12th at 7 p.m. at the Hyperlink Cafe at 814-814. Up West Grace Street here in Richmond, VA. It's only $5. That's a great deal. And this guest educator series will feature Richmond Jazz Society advisor, jazz saxophonist, and international recording artist Jay Plunky Branch and his award-winning documentary Under the Radar, a survey of Afro-Cuban music. That sounds very worthwhile. So that's when it's happening, Tuesday, July 12th, 7 p.m. at the Hyperlink Cafe at 814 West Grace Street. Only $5. For more information, log on to www.vajazz.org. Again, Virginia loves jazz, the Richmond Jazz Society. All right, we're going to keep things going right now here with a track from a record I have. Picked it up in Plan 9's basement there, Portrait of Sonny Criss. And Sonny Criss is a great alto saxophonist, released a lot of great recordings on the Prestige label, and this one is no exception. This was done in 1967. And it features Walter Davis on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Alan Dawson on drums. The name of the record, again, is Portrait of Sonny Criss. And the name of this track is On a Clear Day. Thank you.